Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God, and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day.
With signs and wonders,
signs and wonders,
miracles.
Yes, just hold on. Change is coming and God is going to bless you. This is WGUM, Glory United Ministries. This is Dr. Gregory Scott on the line with you. And I want you to know today is a great day because God is going to bless you with the word coming from Pastor Patricia Benjamin. She is waiting to bring you the word for the day. So God's going to bless you. A move of God is on the way.
Lord, I can
feel it in the air.
Looking for your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen. You wait and see. Yeah. All things are possible to build that belief. Come on, you say.
You've been expecting,
yeah.
Changing your life.
Looking for your midnight.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn to sunshine.
Turn to sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
For the Son of thy love, for Jesus who have died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. I tell you, it is a lovely day in the neighborhood. I'm so glad to be amongst the land of the living. As I look out my window, I see the greening, the budding of the trees. It lets me know that a change is coming. A move of God is on the way. The reason why I say a move of God is on the way, because man cannot make the trees bud. Man cannot put one leaf on a tree. Man cannot put one pine on the cone. Man cannot do this. Only God. So the move of God is on the way. I see spring is in the air. I see flowers as I drive my car down many, many avenues, and I see the lovely tulips and the lilies and all of the wonders of God. Man has not made not one of these things. They all come from God. In the beginning, the book of Genesis declares that God created the heavens and the earth. And we thank God for him being the creator today. Don't ever forget, when I was a child, they taught us a saying, remember now, thou creator, in the days of thy youth. And I tell you, I'm remembering God in my youth. Oh, bless his name. Come on, let's clap our hands, all ye people. Let's bless his holy name. For the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him. It is a good day, as I say. God bless you. A shout out to Dr. Gregory Scott for being my congenial host. I tell you, without him, this would not be. I thank him for the funding. I thank him for the time that he spends getting everything set up and in order so that we can bring you the word of God. Yes, I know there's television and then there's regular radio, but they have their message, but God has given me mine. My message may reach you, theirs may not. I don't know the reason why God had me on the radio, but it's to bless myself and you. See, God has assigned so many souls to me, and I want to let you know that until I've reached that number, I'll still be speaking the oracles and the word of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. And if those of you desire God, it is a good thing. If you're listening to my voice today live, it's a good thing. If you're listening later on today, tomorrow, next week, in the archives, I pray that you will be blessed, always be blessed by the word of God, whether it comes directly to you or to your neighbor or to your friend. Always get excited about the word of God, for without the word of God, the world would not exist. We don't tell you that in many churches. We don't speak of that. But without the word, there is no existence, because the Bible says to let us know in John that in the beginning was the word. Now, if the word would leave, then we're all finished. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But the Lord said, my word will stand forever. So build your hopes on the word of God today, because man will definitely fail you. Put your trust in Jesus. Everything will be all right, whether it's to your liking or not. When God does it, it's done. When God say yes, it is so. When God say no, it is so. I was sitting and talking with Dr. Scott on a few days ago, and in the process of collecting information for a book. And I said, you know, when God opens a door, no man can close it. And when God closes a door, no man can open it. You know that story with the five wise and the five foolish, the five wise, when the door was open, they were able to go in with the Lord, while the foolish was running around saying, I got time. Lord, help us today. Are you like the foolish women in the Bible saying that I got a lamp and I got time to trim my lamp and get it going again? Or are you like the wise women that said, you know what, I'm going to pray every day. I'm going to get in the presence of the Lord and I'm going to stay there. We sang when I was a child, a song says, get in the word and stay there and stay until Jesus come. You need to be found in the word of God, because in the word of God, you've got a hiding place. Oh, bless his name. Why do you think that David said that he that dwells in the secret place, oh my God, ooh, you better get in the word and stay there. Stay until Jesus comes, because you've got a solace there. You got covering there. In the Lord, you got strength when you're weak. I've gone through some difficult days from the end of 2015 over into this fourth month of 2016. My heart is still heavy of the death of my son. I'm still crying in the morning and crying at night. And just a few moments ago, I was talking to one of the evangelists that I love dearly in New York, Sister Hazel Johnson. And I tell you, my son Jimmy was a fashionable boy. He loved the name brand. And he wore the name brand at all costs. He wore the name brand. And I said to Hayes, I said, Hayes, Jimmy might get back here any day now. I said, God may have to do Jimmy like he did the devil, put him out. I said, because I can just see Jimmy now talking to the Lord. Said, look, God, you got to get some Gucci's up here. You got to get Dooney Burke up here. God, you got to get the Gap up here. I ain't walking around all day in this white robe. I need a yellow pair of sneakers. I need my Pumas, and I need whatever, the stretch and whatever. I need my New Balance. And I need them in color, God. I can't walk around here in all this white. And this gold, God, that you got on the street, I want to make a ring with this gold. Oh, my God, I tell you, I love the Lord, and I won't take it back, because he is so good to me. I'm just about ready to close my program today, because I feel like I've already had church. I'm in the presence of the Lord. And the song said, the presence of the Lord is here. I can feel it in the atmosphere, for the presence of the Lord is here. Oh my God, can't nobody do me like Jesus, for he is my friend. I wish I had spoken with Dr. Scott earlier. I would have asked him to pull that song for me from Benny Cummings' collection. Can't nobody do me like Jesus, for he is, the Lord is my friend. He healed my body, and he told me to run on. The Lord is my friend. How about you? Do you have that same testimony today? Nobody can do me like Jesus, even though your heart is heavy, even though your heart is broken. He is still worthy of all the praise. Don't you ever get in a carnal mind that don't give God his praise. Maybe the deal didn't go the way you wanted it to go, but God is yet worthy of his praise. Oh, don't get so big and so heady and so high-minded that you can't tell God thank you. Smile when your heart is broken. That's what the songwriter said. Smile though your heart is broken. If you can just smile, if you can just say, Lord, I hurt, but I thank you because you're God. Oh, and you're the Lord thy God who healeth me, because you said you're nigh unto them of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Oh, I come on this Blog Talk Radio to encourage the people that listen. I won't just say the people of God, the people that listen. Everyone listening have not accepted Christ yet. But I come and I give you Jesus in the form that he's in. He is Savior, he is Lord, and he is God. You can't get no more than that. Uh-huh. Oh, God, I love Jesus. Give me just a little more time. All I want right now from Jesus is a little more grace. All I need to run this race. See, the woman said, I don't want to stop when the race gets hard. The race right now for me is hard. Trying to break out of my valley situation. Oh, God, I don't want to stop when the race gets hard. I got to go on to see my God. All I need now is a little more grace. Grace will help me to get through my valley situation. I smile though my heart is aching. Ah, you can see my outer appearance, but you can't see my inward man. And God has to deal with the inward man. Man can deal with the outside, but God only can deal with what's on the inside of a man. God said it's not what goes in a man that defiles him, but it's what comes out of him, because what comes out of him came from the inside. And that's what God deals with us on the inside. Come on and clap your hands, people, and tell God thank you. I just want to encourage you. Norman Hutchins was singing a few moments ago, hold on, a change is coming. And he could feel it in the atmosphere. Hold on, for the change is coming, because the move of God is on the way. It's not only in the trees and the flowers and all of the beautiful things. That the earth is so beautiful right now in the spring. Spring is full of life, because everything, even the weeds that get on your nerve, they are growing in the spring. Your weeds die in the fall, but in the spring, everything comes forward with new life. But you know what else is beautiful? Not just the spring, but the fall, the autumn is beautiful when everything is dying. It has a beautiful color. The earth is painted with all the autumn looks. We've got the greens and your pinks and all of them now. But in the autumn months, we've got our oranges and our golds and our burnt oranges. And as you're riding through the country, and just take a look at God in the trees, that death is beautiful. Even though it leaves us saddened with a broken heart over the loved one or a friend of ours that we love dearly, we're close to, but death is beautiful. So life and death both are beautiful. Life in the spring is bringing forth everything new. A change is coming. And death in the fall is taking things away to prepare for the new to come again. Oh, God, that's a revelation. That's a word for someone. God is allowing your fall to come so that he can restore with the new. Oh, God, I love you for your word on today. I feel good. I often say to Dr. Scott, when you hear me say, I feel Jesus in this place. It doesn't mean the place where I'm sitting or where I'm standing, but in my heart. It's in my heart, a melody of love divine, for I am his and he is mine. That is why I sing and shout. It's in my heart. It's in my heart. Ooh, my God, they ask me how I know that God is real. They asked me how I know that the Savior, hey, makes me feel. They asked me why. Whew. I sing and shout, for it's in my heart. The Lord is in my heart. It's in my heart. Woo! One thing for sure, I have church all by myself. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Scott sometimes teased me. He says, when I first mentioned to you about going on Blog Talk Radio, you were saying, not me. I can't do it. And he set up the first program in 2012 for me to go on the fourth Sunday in September, and it really made me sick. I just couldn't do it. But by October, I had had that talk with Jesus, and I was reminded by my husband. He said, you told me when I met you that it was prophesied that you would be on the radio. So here's the prophecy coming to pass, and you're saying no. And so I said yes. And now I don't have that fear that I had. Oh, bless God. Let's go to the Word of God, because I've had fun. I hope you will enjoy this message. It's not. Listen, let's go to. listen to this. This is the second chapter of Joel. J-O-E-L. And I wasn't going to speak from that because I was going to just read from this, but God always has a way with me that I just let him have his way. And it says here in that second chapter of the book of Joel, and around that 12th verse, it says, now therefore, said the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Send rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is a gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. Lord, have mercy. And he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him? Oh, God, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. That's Joel, the second chapter, verses 12, 13, and 14. And remember, I am reading from my new Spirit-filled Bible. So if you get your King James, I'm sure it will read a little differently. Let's go to the 25th verse of the book of Joel, in that same chapter, the second chapter. When I'm done reading this, I am going to be finished for today. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. My great army, which I sent among you, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God. See, that's how the enemy comes in a lot of times and defeat us in our purpose, because we do not praise God. You will call me and say thank you for the prayer. You will call me and say thank you for the word, but you haven't taken the time to tell God thank you. You will not praise God. What is your problem? You cannot, as I told you in the beginning, it told us in Ecclesiastes, listen here, remember now thy creator. How are you going to walk this universe? This earth, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You are God, your praise. You got to give God his due benevolence. You owe him your praise. That is your reasonable service. You're not doing God a favor. You owe him for what he's given you. He's given you everything that you need on this earth. You owe God every day. I owe God my praise. My praise meaning his praise. My praise got to come out of me to God, blessing him and praising him and magnifying him and telling the Lord, thank you. I belong to a church that, get on, some people can't handle the church where I go. And those people can go for hours and hours just praising God for all that he's done for them and all that he's about to do. And they think of who God is in their life, and they just break out with a dance, break out with a yell or a shout, however way it goes. But we have to learn. See, I'm just saying it's in my heart, and the Lord is even talking about your heart. You got to give God his praise. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God, who have dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. My God, I thank you. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. Now, this is what the Lord is telling us. Now, am I a Jew? No, I am not. I'm a Gentile. But because of Jesus, I have been adopted into the royal family. So when he's saying the Jews or the Israelites or whatever, I have been adopted through Jesus' blood. And therefore, it makes me an heir. So when he's saying, well, I'm not an Israeli, and someone might say, no, but you've been adopted. And Jesus just didn't adopt you with paper, fine paper. No, 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 no. He adopted you through his blood. So therefore, I am a blood relative to what's going on in this book. If you mistreat me, you are mistreating God. If you're talking about me and you shouldn't, you are talking nonsense. Because I belong to God and God belongs to me. And oh, is it anybody that curse you? I will curse them, and those who bless you, I will bless you. And he was saying, he was speaking to those in the Old Testament. He was speaking to the Jews, to the Israelites. He was talking to them. But you see, after Jesus died, see, there's a thing that's called B.C. is before Christ, the death of Christ, or before Christ. And A.D. is called after the death of Christ. Well, this was written before Christ came to die for us. But after Christ died, A.D., after he died, then we were adopted, those of us who accepted him. That's why we teach, can't come through the water, you got to come through the blood. I know some folk, they baptize you and say, okay, it's done. You got to come through the blood. When I see the blood, hey, God, I'll pass. I know you're mine when I see the blood. You have been washed in my blood. And you have lost that filthy stain of sin. You got to come through the blood. Oh, God. And then you become an heir. So if the blessing of Abraham is mine, I'm an heir. Abraham, who was Abraham? Well, he wasn't a Gentile. And because God said that he would bless us and told Abraham he would bless his seed, and we all come out of this. We come out of Adam and all of this. We all connected. And because we came by the blood, through the blood of Jesus Christ, that make us available to receive the blessings that God promised the people. Oh, Lord, I love God, and I won't take it back. I got a few more moments. Let's finish reading the book. That was verse 27. Let's turn the page and go to verse 28. Now listen, I just told you because I'm an heir through the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen to this. This is how I'm able to speak to you about God. This is how I'm able to talk about my friend Jesus Christ. Oh, God, I thank you for your word today. Yes, I do. It is so rich. Yes, it is. Look here. It said, listen, this is in the book of Joel. Let's keep reading that second chapter, starting again at the 28th verse. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Uh-oh, I just got included. It's documented now. Just a few moments ago, it may seem like I was just speaking air, but I got proof now that he said that after that, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Well, what am I, flesh? Am I a Jew? No. But I'm flesh. God made me. And so now he's going to pour out his spirit some more because he's already pouring out his spirit upon me. Oh, let's read the word. Somebody needs to know that God is, he's real. He's real. I know that God is real. Thank God. All my doubts are now settled, and I know that my God is real, for he's real. He's real. I know my God is real. Praise God. My doubts are now settled, and I know that my God is real. I tell you, he's real, saints. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Now that should be a lesson for the men who don't feel like women should be in the gospel. Some people, some men are turned off that I am a woman of the gospel, that I preach or teach the word of God. Some men don't allow women pastors in their pulpit. But yet I have the same Bible that they have. But you know what? I have the same Bible that they have. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I heard you. The Holy Ghost said, but tell them on Blog Talk, they don't have the same Jesus that I have. Because if they had the same Jesus that I have, they wouldn't discriminate. Because with the word of God, there's neither male nor female. Oh, God, I know that's too heavy for some of you, but run, tell that. My brother used to have a saying when he'd do something. He said, now run, tell that. So run, tell that. That we have a right to prophesy. Who is she? She needs to sit down and shut her mouth. Women should be quiet in the house of God. Well, that's not what Joel said. Joel says that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And look what it do for you, old men. Come on, old men. There's hope for you, old men. It says your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also on my manservant, my men servants, and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Oh, my God. Let's go over here to verse 30. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness. Somebody didn't believe that. I told someone once that the sun is going to not shine after a while. The sun's shining right now, but there's going to be a time when God is going to darken the sun. You don't want to be left out of the will of God when that day approaches the earth. When God turns the sun, to darkness, and the moon is going to drip away the blood. You don't want to be without Jesus in your heart. You don't want him just by word. You want him on the inside of you. That's why David said, I've hid the word in my heart. Because when God, you're no match for God. You better thank God that the few saints that are here are yet crying out, Lord, have mercy. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. Before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord, and it shall come to pass that whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, bless God. Ah, Buddha can't save you. What a guy named Confucius can't save you. Muhammad can't save you. Your pastor can get you ready, but she can't or he can't save you. Only way that you will be saved in that day, that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, I'm so glad we've had this time together just to read the Word of God. And before we start it, we're done before we know it. Comes a time to say that may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his Word. May he bless the hearer and the doer of his Word. And I like to say to everyone today, whether, again, you're listening tonight or next week, may you be blessed with the riches of God. But always remember to tell God thank you. Smile, though your heart is aching. And in that smile, you should find the time to tell God thank you. Because he said he will pour out his Spirit among all flesh. So we thank God for Jesus, and we thank Jesus for his blood. Somebody needs to know that the sun ain't always going to shine in their favor or here on this earth. God is in control. He is in control. In the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy, and the third chapter, I don't know why I turned my Bible over to this, but that 10th verse says, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, long perseverance, persecution, affliction, which happened to me at Antioch. You know, see, this thing that some of us are experiencing, it has always happened. It had already happened to the people of God, the man of God. But God was able to bring him through. Since what persecution I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which ye have learned and been assured of knowing from whom ye have learned them. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scripture. See, I often say when I was a child, they taught me this. I was a child, they said that. And you see, it's important. It's important to remember what you was taught. From your childhood, ye have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may complete, thoroughly equip for every good work. Oh, my God, I just love God. I obeyed God. He said, turn your Bible. And when I opened my Bible from Joel and went into the New Testament in the book of Timothy, that third chapter, and God began to speak at the 10th verse. You can read it in its entirety, both of them, Joel, J-O-E-L, and I'm sure you all know how to spell Timothy, I'm sure, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y, the third chapter, second Timothy, that is. There's two books of Timothy, first and second Timothy. I am closing my Bible, and I am giving thanks unto God, for this is the day that the Lord he hath made, and I will give God his praise. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good, and he's worthy to be praised. May God bless you real good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the precious Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Pastor, for reminding me that the door is open and you must come in at the door. Here's Benny Cummins. Patricia Benjamin, I promised that people would hear the word, and you definitely brought it. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, you must come at the door. This is Benny Cummins. Want to thank you all for listening to Glory United Ministries, WGUM. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. Thank you once again. And at the conclusion of this song, this program will end.